Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
दिल की बातें नहीं, इलेक्शन की बातें करने मेरे साथ फोन लाइन पे हैं ऑन अ पब्लिक हॉलिडे द बीबीएमपी कमिश्नर मिस्टर मंजुनाथ प्रसाद, हु इज डबलिंग अप एज द डिस्ट्रिक्ट इलेक्शन ऑफिसर ऑफ बैंगलोर. कर्नाटका द स्टेट गोज टू पोल्स इन 13 डेज फ्रॉम नाउ, 12th ऑफ मे.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, fine.
Sir, just about 13 days away from Karnataka going to polls, I was wondering if you can just tell our listeners about knowing your candidates, because that's all that we can do for the next 10-12 days is understand our candidates and decide who we want to vote for.
Yeah, Disha, all those 28 assembly segments, the candidates have been finalized, and there are about 9 assembly constituencies where the number of candidates are more than 15. As you may be knowing, that one ballot unit consists of 15 candidates.
Yes.
And the 16th button will be Nota. Nota means
yes.
None of the above. So there are 9 assembly constituencies where more than 15 are there. So there will be 2 ballot units. So now our preparations are going on. Now, as far as the candidates are concerned, and the citizens of Bangalore would like to know what their credentials are and the details about these candidates, they can just log on to the CEO Karnataka website. Of course, the CEO Karnataka website has all the details. Basically, when a candidate files his nomination, along with the nomination paper, he has also filed 2 affidavits. The one affidavit is the main affidavit which tells, the details about the candidate's assets, the liabilities, whether there are any criminal cases against him. If it is there, the details of those cases, then the assets and liabilities of his dependents, his family members. So a lot of information is available on this affidavit. And there is a second affidavit that is there, which is also on the website. This says that during the last 10 years, whether the candidate has availed any government accommodation and whether he has paid all the dues to the government. So this gives a very clear idea about the background of the candidate. And it also contains the educational levels of the, they will declare that what is their education, to what extent they have studied. So all this will be there, and of course, now they can decide about who is the best candidate for their constituency and take a call.
And there's enough time to do that, sir. We have about 10, 12, 13 days actually till Karnataka goes to polls.
Yeah, exactly.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.